I'm Maya Morton, and this is live from Studio A this afternoon. We're so pleased to have the three altos in the studio. Welcome.
Hi. It's great
to be here. We'll hear the title track right now, One Voice. It's the three altos on KUMD.
This is the sound of one voice, one spirit, one voice, song for one who makes a choice. This is the sound of one voice, this is the sound of one voice. This is the sound of voices too, the sound of me singing with you, helping each other to make it through. This is the sound of voices too, this is the sound of voices too. This is the sound of voices three, singing together in harmony, surrendering to the mystery. This is the sound of voices three, this is the sound of voices three. This is the sound of all of us, singing with love and the will to trust. Leave the rest behind, it'll turn to dust. This is the sound of all of us, this is the sound of all of us.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us, ladies. It is so nice to have you in the studio. And I know you thought, oh, I'm just going to be able to come in for an interview. And here we're getting you to play.
That's all right. We're not warmed up.
It's kind of early to be singing, but it's all right.
Well, congratulations on the new album.
Thanks.
Thank you.
This is your second album?
It is.
We have the first one. We play it here on KUMD. I bet you've heard it. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about the project. And how it came to that you finished a full CD. 14 tracks, let me correct. I know. Well, first, let me just introduce you. Paula sure. Peterson, Amy Bernstein, and Sarah Thompson are the three altos. You're from Duluth?
Well, yeah basically.
Two are from Duluth.
Uh-huh. We live in Duluth now. Ooh. I mean, Paula and I actually live across the bridge in South Range, Wisconsin. And Amy lives in Duluth, but we sing in Duluth mostly. And have been here for how many years singing together, gals?
Six.
Six
the
years
age of
singing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, as old as Eliana, Amy's daughter. We've been singing together since Eliana was basically here.
Mm-hmm. Well, talk a little bit about this project coming together.
Well, we almost called our first CD Everything We Know So Far.
And we decided before I moved that maybe we should make another CD that probably could have been done. Everything we learned since then. but with me leaving and we're not going to be singing, therefore, regularly anymore, we have some other music that we really have loved and that we've put together, and then other things that we wanted to work on and wanted to be able to leave the community with one more CD, because people have asked us, when are we going to do another one? And so it had to happen now if it was going to happen.
Does it feel like this is the end? Are you guys splitting up now with you moving away?
Never.
Never.
No, not at all. It's just a longer commute to practice in California.
I think it is the end of what it is and has been, mm-hmm. and what it will, you know, morph into. We can't really say, you know.
But we're not just a band. We're right. very close yeah. friends. Yeah. And so we sang in Israel. We were the first ever event for the first sisterhood in a synagogue in Israel, because we're friends. And I was in Israel on sabbatical, and they were coming anyway. So I have no doubt that Paul is right. We won't be three altos the way we are here doing regular gigs. But because we're close friends, I trust that we will be singing the rest of our lives in some way. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Eliana's wedding,
yeah.
you know.
Eliana's fun.
So that's yeah. nice. So you put up a nice recording project together, but it's not the end of you guys. You're going to work together and keep in touch. And
oh, for sure.
And definitely. Hopefully maybe yes. some Duluth concerts in the future.
Absolutely.
Maybe when you come back to visit.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And we're hoping Amy's going to get us a gig in L.A.
Right.
We're waiting for that.
Right.
You're going to bust out big.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to be in the land of entertainment. So, mm-hmm.
Talk about the formation of the group when you guys first met. 6 years. And how did you decide, we're going to make it official, name the band?
Paula?
Well, I like to take credit for this, but we each do separately take credit for. We were all friends in dyads separately, but didn't necessarily hang out as a group, or not necessarily. Amy and I were friends and did yoga together and walked the dogs, and I knew Sarah casually, and you did some public performance.
Amy and I would show
things.
Up at public events. She'd yeah. be speaking, I'd be singing.
Then they asked me to sing. I'm like, I don't want to sing by myself, but I'd sing with her.
Yeah. So.
So then there was one particular chum benefit that you two were going to collaborate, and one of you said, why don't we bring this other person we each know, Paula, in? And the three of us sang, and it went really well, and we just enjoyed it and built a friendship around singing. Or built the singing around the friendship. And
it's
really
kind of
didn't.
A chicken and the egg thing.
Yeah, exactly.
And then Sarah was right. supposed to do a right. concert, the Land Trust concert, and yeah. She said, well, why don't we three work it up instead? Mm-hmm. And then we had to have a name. To do right. that, and then people started asking right after that first concert, they started asking for a CD.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So who's the songwriter here?
Me. The one in the middle with
Sarah.
Guitar.
That's Sarah. Sarah Thompson on guitar and the writer. So how about working out the harmony parts? That's something that you guys do collectively then, or are you writing that up too?
Well, that's kind of collective, and then if I don't like what they come up with, I write a new part.
That's true. You heard it on KUMD first. Sarah Thompson likes right. control.
Mm-hmm. There's something that I do control, I guess.
But Sarah also, for those of us who know her, with this project, she has grown incredibly as an artist. She's pushed herself way, way further than ever before. And the vocal arrangements that she did write are just incredible. The instrumentals that she's brought in and worked on, it's just incredible on this CD. It's amazing.
Well, we've had an amazing group of musicians that mm-hmm. played on the album, and they improvise and do their own parts. And then Eric Swanson, who's the engineer, recording mm-hmm. engineer at Sacred Heart Studio, he and I kind of worked on things, you know, mixing it all together and getting it produced. And so it's been an amazing just gift for us to work with these stunning musicians. So
was that kind of a crucial step that was nice to be able to get your hands in the production time, that somebody else didn't just do that for you? And
oh yeah, I love that process. There's where my controlling comes in too. I mean I love that creation part of the CD production, and deciding what instruments to pull in, and
to collaborate with with three people all trying to mix a CD. So everyone has their own vision of what that's going to sound, you know, what that should sound like. So to work with two people who really, really don't care about their vision being the vision, who really are collaborating, to work together, to really collaborate, and someone says, all right, you know what, if it's that important to you, that's fine. Like, I can let it go. Like, it's just if the world could work more like that, this world would be a different place. I'm not kidding. It's those kinds of, you know, creative projects together that really, when you can get ego out of the way and just let good stuff happen together because you trust each other, it's incredible.
Well, let's hear one more of this good stuff. Okay. This is from the album. Are you going to do God is God?
We're going to do,
It's a Steve Earle tune that Joan Baez recorded recently.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. So,
I can't wait to send her a copy of the three altos version.
Three altos here on KUMD.
I believe in prophecy. Some folks see things not everybody can see. And once in a while they pass a secret along to you and me. And I believe in miracles. Something sacred burning in every bush and tree. We can all learn to sing the songs the angels sing. Yeah, I believe in God,
and God ain't me. I've traveled around the world,
stood on mighty mountains and gazed across the wilderness. Never seen a line in the sand or a diamond in the dust. And as our fate unfurls, every day that passes I'm sure about a little bit less. Even my money keeps telling me it's God I need to trust. And I believe in God, but God ain't us. Got my little understanding, don't care what name I call.
And whether or not I believe doesn't matter at all.
I receive the blessings that every day on earth's another chance to get it right. Let this little light of mine shine and rage against the night.
Just another lesson.
Maybe someone's watching and wondering what I got. Maybe this is why I'm here on earth and maybe not. But I believe in God, and God is God. I believe in God, and God is.
The Three Altos here live from Studio A. It is quite a week for you to be releasing a CD. It is the Duluth Homegrown Music Festival happening. And just a ridiculous amount of music happening in town this week.
That's a good thing.
That's a good thing. You can't have too much music happening. Music makes the world go round.
Really? We chose the date a long time ago. So it's one of those
did before we knew.
You can't vision
that it was
given when stuff was going on and when I was leaving and when we thought we could get the CD done.
Right, yeah.
This is when we had to do it.
Well, your CD release is on Saturday, May 8th. That's tomorrow. At 7:30. So actually, it's going to be a little bit earlier. Anyone going out to the late shows isn't going to miss this.
Oh, exactly.
Excellent. Right. That's right.
We can be the warm-up.
That's right. What are they going to find when they come to the CD release party? It's at the Marshall School.
It's Marshall School, and it's at 7:30 tomorrow night. The most of the musicians that played on the album will also be there.
Oh, wow. So, I wouldn't have guessed.
Yeah. Aaron Aldridge on violin, Ryan Frayn piano, and we'll have, who else is going to be there? Gene Kuczynski on percussion. And both Ryan and Gene are here at UMD.
UMD faculty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Aaron is a concert master at DSSO.
Right. Oh. And Erica Mock playing flute. And the three altos singing.
Have you guys performed all live with all of you?
No. Well, we've played with a number of them, never all at once, and not as big of a concert as this. So. Yes.
Which is one of the reasons that it's at the Marshall School, because we sold out the Mitchell last time, and there was 50 people waiting to get in who didn't get in. So we really wanted to make it a venue where people who wanted to come could come.
Right. You have a lot of community support, don't you? Talk about mm-hmm. that and what it's meant to you over these 6 years.
Who wants to go? Well, I think because we're all in our separate sort of work ways involved in community in different ways. Paula with teaching, Amy with being the rabbi as well as just a community and spiritual leader in Duluth. And me with doing just music that's been kind of community oriented. So it kind of has brought these three streams. There's sort of a spiritual, educational, musical, mm-hmm. and just fun filled as well. Both concern about world issues and then also a desire to play and have joy at the same time when you look at. And I think people are hungry for that. And so we are, and I think it's just been fun to sort of, through music, try to give back to the community too.
And some of that community support, I think, is about what we offer is a venue for people to feel a little uplifted, you know, to feel like they share. People know what they're going to hear when they come to our concerts. They can relax that they're not going to hear something that's going to flip them out. And they know they're going to be fed. Not just musically, but that we try to pick things that are about, you know, creating a different kind of world and working together, and we embody that, and everyone who comes to us wants an evening of that. I think we watch the news and it's so filled with tragedy and devastation that we can't do anything about. There's a lot of learned helplessness, and so we feel, you know, really like we're stuck and there's nothing we can do. And so people come, I think, to our concerts or come to our performances really looking for an evening where they know everyone else in the room is also about that, you know, and so it's a way to come together and really feel some positive movement forward towards an energy towards working for a different kind of world.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel that you're going to have that challenge of having to take on more personal community building, losing Amy?
I don't like to think about that yet.
We hear really good things about her replacement. Not that she can ever be replaced in the community, but I do think that, I mean,
he's my classmate, so yeah. So I've been able to tell them a lot about who he is, and so that I know he'll embody a lot of the same values.
Mm-hmm. Can he sing though?
He plays the viola beautifully, and he sings beautifully.
Oh, two altos and
is he an alto?
No.
Two altos
and an you are a tenor, Amy.
That's true. That's very true.
It's just a pleasure to have you in the studio. Anything else you want to add about the CD release party? It's very exciting. CD release show tomorrow night. It's at the Marshall School at 7:30. Tickets still available.
Tickets are still available, even though some of the local spots in town ran out of the actual paper tickets. You can get them online at brownpapertickets.com, and we will be delivering some more later to Chester Creek as well. And there'll be ones available tomorrow as well. So there's still time.
So you can still get tickets at the door.
Yeah. You can still get them at the door.
I do want to say one other thing about the new CD. I think it's there's a sensual feel about this CD that more so than the last one. That there's we do a piece in Italian and Spanish and a couple Hebrew pieces, and there's some themes throughout of basically kind of taking back the sacred, sensual, and feminine goddess type. Not that we think we're goddesses, but but there's a little upbeat, sensual nature to the CD that I'm really excited about. Mm-hmm. So we'll try to dress appropriately tomorrow as well. If that helps motivate. No.
Nice. And then do you have a website?
3altos.com.
Excellent. 3altos.com for more information. The disc is called One Voice, 3 Altos, One Voice. And you heard it here on KUMD. We're going to hear one from the CD. Thank you so much for joining us live from Studio A today.
It's great to be here.
Thank you.
Now, I said earlier it's 13 tracks, but it's actually 14. But we're going to hear track 13, Wherever You Go.
Song for Amy.
Written by Sarah Thompson.
This is the goodbye song, isn't it?
This is goodbye to Amy. So get your tissues handy.
The 3 Altos here in KUMD.
Wherever you go, we will go. Whoever you know, we will know. The holy ground where we stand is a hand. To a hand, to a hand. Wherever we go, you will go. Whoever we know, you will know. We'll laugh and we'll cry and rejoice. A voice and a voice and a voice. Lift you on wings of a song, hold you and carry you along. Wherever you go,
wherever you go,
wherever you go, we will go. That carries our song on and on and on. Wherever I go, whoever I know, you will know. The holy ground where we stand and we'll cry and rejoice. A voice and a voice and a voice. Lift you on wings of a song. Hold you and carry you along. Wherever you song, hold you and carry you along. Wherever you go,
wherever you go,
wherever I go, we will go.
Three Altos with their new album, One Voice, that was Wherever You Go. Thank you so much to the Three Altos joining us live from Studio 8. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to this session again, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. Today's program was produced by Christine Dean and Maya Morton with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. This is live from Studio 8 on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.